Well, I've been blessed with the opportunity to carry forth a vision that Sasha Stone has carried with him for many years, and I'm just truly blessed to be in the position I am in to carry this forth. So New Earth Retreats are fully sustainable, regenerative, conscious resorts with residences and communities that produce their own food and energy. We'll be a global network of resorts positioned accordingly around the world in a way that is frequency specific to the location and the region we're in, where we tie them all together in a platform that creates experiences to really bring people together and to unite with self and spirit.
And this is open to the public as well as those people who are already a part of New Earth Nation, so that people, families who might be interested in having an experience of what it would be like sharing and being a part of a sustainable community could come here and have a vacation.
Yes, it's really the bridge between New Earth communities and the world. We're positioning ourselves as a leading conscious resort, so we'll appeal to the current global marketplace and be accessible to everybody and
Beautiful.
Give them an introduction to what New Earth Nation is all about.
And do you have a center building or a place where people could come in and actually become educated as to what it is to be a part of a sustainable community if that is their desire to know?
Yes. The primary platform is the Institute, and education is really what the retreats are about. It's education, healing, and integration, really giving people the knowledge, but then also showing them how to integrate that into their everyday lives. And then everything that the actual properties consist of, we'll educate them on as well, amongst everything else that comes through the New Earth Nation, the New Earth Council, the New Earth Institute. Really, just we've aligned with the most amazing individuals all over the planet that specialize in every aspect of what we're doing. So just to start with the land itself and actually feeling the energetics of the land and us being in these places that we're selecting alone is healing in itself, just to connect with that and feel that. So we're able to come in and actually capture the energy or read the energetics of the land itself, the electromagnetic field of the land, and then really cultivate the life force and design everything accordingly to that, so that it supports the earth and also people as well. And so through bioarchitecture and sacred geometry, we're able to capture the life force and align the actual structures, the architecture of the structures to the land, human beings, the climate, the planetary alignment, and then we'll use natural building materials, which will support the energetic, and
So when we were discussing before the radio show start, all of this is going to be open source. They can come get the business plan from New Earth Nation. They can get training and education. So let's say here in just for a radio show sake, for those that are listening here, let's say we wanted to start a community here in Yelm, where I'm at right now. What would be a process? Let's go through a creation process. So if there are people out there that wanted to start one, they could at least envision what a community or a resort could be like.
So then there's many different ways that we can work together, where New Earth can develop and organize the project, or we can co-develop and organize a project, or we can just organize the project and the landowner can develop the project, or the landowner can develop and organize the project and just be affiliated with New Earth Nation. And through our land and development team, we can facilitate the whole process of how to interface with the landowner. And then through our design and development faculty, we have all the resources to align everything from a design standpoint, to construction.
Wow, what an opportunity.
Yeah, total opportunity. So if I had 500 acres of land out here and it was ready to go, are they going to come in and help us work with the local government too? Is that included into that process, or are we going to have to do negotiations with the local governments here?
Both, I would say. We would be able to facilitate the path of what would need to be achieved as far as physically doing that. If we were developing it or organizing the project, we would do that. Or we can support.
So Ryan, what was it like for you growing up? What was it that led you into the shining light of resorts in New Earth?
As I said earlier, it's just the path of consciousness and just getting deeper into it. And one thing led to another. In the beginning, it was really just learning and exploring and doing everything possible to heal myself. And then it turned into working with others one-on-one in groups, and then really how to be involved in creating a platform that you can touch as many people as possible and create a rocket ship of consciousness and give them all these wonderful resources that allow them to enjoy themselves and feel the best they possibly can and connect to themselves and life and everything else in the most amazing way. And so that just through that exploration, it led me here. I mean, there's so many wonderful things out there, but as I said earlier, it's just all over the place. And so to bring that into one place where we can really look at, ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, professionally, and be able to really integrate it all into one, into just being. It's really, connecting all of the communities and the retreats around the world so people travel and experience, because each property is going to embody what that specific location represents. So it's frequency specific to the region, the indigenous peoples, the modalities, the ancient traditions, bringing everything to the present, the ancient to the modern. So we really want to tap into that and offer that so people can experience all of our properties and want to travel between them all and experience them all with the people that live there, and then also with the experiences of those properties entail as well.
That's great.
Yes. Well, the main thing is really, it's like we said, it's frequency, but it's the integration. So it's inviting people to experience what we are, and then them being that from that point forth. That's what we're doing. I mean, this is what New Earth Nation is really giving people the tools and the resources to feel that. I feel that. I live that. My life is one ceremonial playground all day, every day. Anything is possible. And it's a glorious place to play in and live in.
You can say those words, but if you aren't living them, they don't have a lot of weight, and you are living it. So being the frequency of your words is where the power is, because the power is in the frequency, not the words.
So where I started earlier in the conversation, by us aligning with the actual energetics of the land, and really everything plays off of that with the architecture, the building materials, the technologies, the energy generation technologies, food production, everything that we're going to put together to actually facilitate this experience, all will be in harmony with natural law. And through that experience, just being in the actual location itself without any of this stuff is very supportive in itself. And by us really aligning with everything in the way that we are will be very supportive in creating a place for people to really explore and learn and develop themselves in the way that they desire, that's frequency specific to them in this moment in time. And through our wonderful team of practitioners, healers, doctors, etc., we'll be able to really offer a menu of services that meet that person or group in the moment that they're in, whether that's through Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, naturopathy, homeopathy, quantum physics, and on and on and on. Whatever it is that will support an individual in the moment is really what we're here to do. Some people, more mental, intellectual stimulation is what's really necessary to support them in the moment. Some people, it's really getting into the body and feeling the body and learning how to feel and how to really love every moment of feeling, whatever that is that they feel. I know we've aligned with some wonderful healers that are able to not only do physical work on individuals, but work on a energetic level and a cellular level as well. So it's really just everything we can do to support us as living organisms, and whatever that may be through our intake, really understanding how people are what they eat and how to connect with food and understand what it does to them and the energetic effect of that, and learning how to intuitively know what to eat and when to eat and how to eat, and listening to their bodies to guide them through life and feel that. So that's the taste of a little bit of experience. We definitely will feel the land and listen to the land and let the land tell us what it wants. And some places don't want us to do anything, so we have to honor that. And some places there's a process we must go through to heal the land or the peoples around the land, whatever that may be, to align it in the way that is really in a place where we can co-create what it is we desire to do with this communion.
How would you do that? How would you align the people around the land, or what is the process you might do?
A lot of listening and a lot of love. And what we're doing, it's a very philanthropic model, is that pretty much the lion's share of our profits go, besides anything that will be just to operate and grow ourselves, is going to go to the local community through a local trust and then a global trust to all of humanity and the planet. So that's really the driving force behind what we're doing. Not only are we here to serve people all over the world to come and visit and explore and play and learn and develop, but really to carry that forth to support our staff and their families and the local community, and however that is, through cleaning up the pollution of the area, healing the land, building schools or clinics, anything that we could possibly do to support the local community, the region, and then all of humanity and the planet. That's really our driving force here.
I think that is such an essential thing that should be said in every one of these interviews, just because there are new people listening. Not the same people are listening all the time. And to know that the bigger picture is not just to make the resort and the retreat or to create some of these new ideas, but that it is to support the local communities, whether or not they're members of the New Earth Nation, and that there is a bigger picture to be able to give back continually, because every time that happens, there is a shift in consciousness.
From now on, I'll be saying that first. Who does not want to feel better? And that's what this is about, is creating spaces that support people in a way to live and feel and perform better and lengthen their life. And so it's just it's just inevitable. I mean, everyone is attracted to wellness these days, and there's so much out there, and every gimmick and every every idea, every type of way to integrate wellness into something in this moment in time is taking form. And the beauty of what we're able to do with New Earth is bring all that into one platform and create just the most supportive space that I've ever come across, that I never even knew could possibly exist, and being able to allow this to just happen right before my eyes has been it's been really a blessing. So
transitioning our reality to allow the infinite back in is where co-creation comes in, where such communities like New Earth Nation or the different faculties or fellows who've gotten together to do interviews, they're part of this co-creation process, this locomotion of information coming down the New Earth train. Nonstop information. Why? Because we are moving that fast. We can consume this content. And there is an entire machine out there, a machine of people and programs just waiting for a frequency, a specific frequency to come across their mind or their eyes or in an email that says, yes, this is it.
Oh, there's three.